Hey Huns, are you ready for a summer of greatness? This summer, Strongbow's partnering with us HunsNet to bring you the best Pride season ever. We're hitting the road, sprinkling some Strongbow greatness in the only way we know how. London, Manchester, get ready for the ultimate Pride warm-up parties at the Strongbow Takeabout brunches presented by HunsNet and hitting your cities over Pride weekends. Oh yeah, and don't forget, Strongbow's back for Fabuloso in the Park at Brighton and Hove Pride for one massive party at the Strongbow Stage of Greatness. So get involved, tell your friends, tell everybody, and make Pride season the best season ever with Strongbow and HunsNet.
Over 18s only, please enjoy Strongbow responsibly. For more information, visit bedrinkaware.co.uk.
Are you ready for it? Are you dying for it? We're on the home stretch, can you believe? Welcome to another episode of That's So Hun. It's episode 10, everybody.
10.
I know this episode is going to be good when you start with a Rachel Lester reference.
Danny, I can sing. Kylie, I can sing. Sheila E. I've done it all wrong, Anna.
Gwen Stefani, I can sing. Prince, I can sing.
Sheila E. Kylie, Dan. I could probably do Danny as well.
I can sing better than Madonna. This episode is dedicated to the legend that is Rachel Lester, because we love her. Anyway, yes, it's That's So Hun. We're back for another episode. And today, as RuPaul would say, you know RuPaul, you know that show you were on.
Oh yes, yeah. I was on that show. Yes,
as RuPaul would say, it's just family today.
It's just family today.
It's just you and I.
It's just our family. You know, it's really sad because we had Beyonce coming on today, but she's got stuck in traffic.
I know. No, seriously, we were going to do an episode on our own, but we've had so many amazing guests and, you know, trying to line everybody up and get them all booked in. So I thought before season one wraps up, because we've only got a couple of episodes left of this season, I thought me and you could have a bit of me and you time on the sofa.
Yeah. It's like a HR meeting, isn't it?
This is an HR meeting. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's a, what's it called when you get fired from a job of P60?
No, that's to do with tax at the end of the year. No, it's called a disciplinary dismissal.
It's a disciplinary.
The Manchester date for our takeabout brunch is now on sale, and you can get tickets, guess what, for how much? £5.
£5
on Eventbrite. You get a welcome drink and also you get a meal. It's on the 31st of August and it's in Manchester. You're thinking in your head, you're thinking, have I been booked for that date? Yes, you've been booked.
No, it's in my diary.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm excited for the prawn ring.
There's not going to be no prawn rings. Oh, just want to set everybody's expectations there. But yes, come and join us for the Takeabout Brunch in Manchester on the 31st of August. It's going to be with Strongbow. It's going to be great. Drag queens, prizes, competitions. I'm going to be there. You're going to be there.
Drag queens?
Drag queens.
I'm the queen of... No, I'm not.
You're the queen of Burnley.
I'm the queen of Burnley. Actually, I've got a key for that town. Did they say country then?
You got a key for
I've
Burnley?
I've got a key for Burnley.
What, like, you know when
the mayor of Burnley has given me the key to the town.
Can you elaborate? What do you get with that? What features and benefits do you get with the key? Can you, like, go into any shop whenever you want?
So I've got the key to the town. Yeah. So every time I leave Burnley, I lock the town.
Nobody's coming out.
You can't go out. You've got to stay in that town.
All around the towns and
all
everything.
All around the towns and everything.
So, yes, we are here with Strongbow with the Summer of Greatness. And what I wanted to talk about today, Electra, is how important summer is to Huns and a bit of summer hunting.
It's so important.
Because we've had a great summer so far, haven't we?
Yeah, you've been in my pocket every day. Really? Not literally, but I've been in your pocket.
Yeah, in my husband's pocket.
Thank you, everyone. That was a great podcast. Good night. No,
we've seen so much of each other this summer.
We have, Kat.
I'm looking forward to the summer holidays, actually. A bit of a break from you.
Is this not the summer holidays?
No, summer holidays coming up in a couple of weeks.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So anyway, we've done quite a lot of social things together, though. We went to see Shania Twain last week, didn't we?
Oh, when she hugged that tree. Right, I'm stuck.
Give a bit of context to this. Because everybody listening, if they don't know what you're on about, they're going to think...
So, Shania Twain on stage with this tree, the oak tree.
Yeah, so for context, this is British Summertime Festival,
yes,
which we were kindly invited to.
Yes.
They've got a stage, which is called the Great Oak Stage.
And then there's this humongous tree on the stage. But Shania Twain walks up to this tree, knocks on the tree and goes, I can't do her accent, but hey, howdy, man. Is that tree real?
Is Shania Twain played by Woody from Toy Story?
I think so, yeah. And she hugs this tree, but then she doesn't know if it's real or fake. But, like, is that tree real or fake?
I think the tree at British Summertime is fake, and I think it's there to give the illusion of, you know, you're in Hyde Park and, oh, look at the stage and the trees and the woodland merging together.
I'm really disappointed, to be honest with you.
Anyway, so and also what's coming up as well for everybody is the schools are breaking up.
And I was trying to think of the Grease 2 song, when they break up.
No, but that's when they go back. I gotta go back, yeah. Back to school.
Oh, is that...
You've made a reference of something that you haven't watched, haven't you?
I have watched Grease 2 once.
Well, tell me the plot line.
So basically, Sandy is... So Sandy goes back to school.
No, this is not what happens. It's a completely different
and
school.
Then she gets expelled. Then there's a new character. Wait, it's coming. I know her name. Not Sarah Jessica Parker.
No. Michelle Pfeiffer.
Cat Lady. Not Cat Lady.
Catwoman. You have just butchered the film industry in one sentence.
Thank you so much for having me, everybody.
Anyway.
Where are we in this podcast?
Exactly. Where are we? What are we? Maybe
who am I?
We should have had a guest because this is chaos.
I thought I was the guest.
So listen up. So we were talking about schools out for summer, because for any mums out there or who are listening to the podcast, because I know we've got lots of mums who listen to this on the school run, they will be getting excited about school breaking up and all the kiddywinks being off school for the summer. Do you remember school summer holidays?
Oh, I loved it. We always went on holiday.
Where did you go?
Well, it started off in Morecambe, and then we went to...
Isn't Morecambe like really close to where you are?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, but it's not, I don't know what's happened to Morecambe. They had like a fun fair. Yep. They had this ride that was a polo. Do you remember those big polos that had all the little polos in them? Like the round thing?
Yeah.
They had that, but it was a ride and it went up and you could see all the Morecambe.
Was it polo sponsored or did it just look like polo?
I think it was polo sponsored.
Right.
I'm sure it was called polo something.
Yeah.
Ride El Polo or something like that. But anyway, so you go up there and they had loads of, it was really good. But then we went to like Benidorm and stuff and Ibiza and all that lot, like the all-inclusive.
Going abroad.
And I loved it. It was amazing.
Well, I used to go on holiday to Wall Park Pontins in Brixham, which is down in South Devon. And when I used to go, I used to see old blue coats and that, you know, like Pontins blue coats. And then years later, like, I was like, I'm definitely going to do that for a job. And yeah, I was a Pontins blue coat.
Were you?
Yeah, absolutely was.
Oh, right. What's the difference between a red coat and a blue coat?
Well, one's got a red coat and they work at Butlins. And the other one's got a blue coat and they work at Pontins.
No.
Yes, of course it's that.
I thought it was like a hierarchy.
Well, it's like
if you're a blue coat, you're better than the red coats, and they're like work experience.
Completely different thing.
I swear, Dad, I live in a simulation. Yes. I swear.
You live in a vortex.
I'm stuck.
In your own world. So, did anybody go on holiday to the seaside when they were younger? So, if you went to Pontins, you had blue coats. If you went to Butlins, you had red coats. And if you went to Haven, you had Haven mates. And I think they're now called Fun Stars, but I think for everybody listening to this podcast of a certain age, they will remember Haven Mates.
But what did they wear?
Well, I think if I remember correctly, Haven Mates were like in a stripy jacket, so they looked a bit like a deck chair.
Oh, yeah. Lovely, like a stick of rock.
So what do you remember from your holidays? Did you used to go with your family?
All inclusive. Spanish bacon. Right. I love Spanish bacon.
Tell me about it.
Right.
Stirred.
That's a Grease 1.
A reference.
There you go. So Spanish bacon, it's different. And it's like, you go into all-inclusive cafe and it's got like all this bacon, but it's all stuck together. So you can.
And it's
like,
got like that layer of fat.
Yeah.
Is it in water sometimes?
No, that's ham.
Oh, that's ham.
Bacon and ham. I know bacon and ham come from the same animal, but like before you even start that, they both come from a cow.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. So Yeah, it's like got that layer of fat, but then you get the French fries, but in Spain.
And at breakfast?
Yes. You're on holiday.
You can have what you want.
I'm on my holidays, so I'm allowed to have a chip of bacon, aren't I? No. Yeah, you dip the bacon in the chips in the bacon fat.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Yeah, isn't it good?
Oh, God.
Ooh, no? What about you? What did you eat on holiday, on your Ollie Bobs?
I used to love going on holiday to, like, when we used to go to, like, the holiday parks and, like, pizzas and burgers.
You're the era of spam, though, aren't you?
Definitely not spam. I'm definitely not a spammer. I've got this thing, so this is totally on an offshoot. I have got a real fear of food in a tin. So
what?
I've got some really weird irrational fears around food, and when I say irrational fears, they are deep cuts. So I can't have any food, like, I can have baked beans, like baked beans is fine, but the thought of corned beef,
I love corned beef ash. I made it the other day.
Oh, God, the thought of corned beef.
I had to ring my nana, ask how to make it.
Really? The thing is with corned beef is I think my mum, when she was younger, she told this story, like, when we were younger, is that she found a horse's tooth in the corned beef. So ever since then, I think she got money back from it and everything.
Is that true?
A horse's tooth in corned beef.
They're big.
I know, exactly. Can you imagine?
No.
Honestly. But the thing is since then, I've always been like, and this didn't even happen to me, it happened to my mum. Like, since then, I've been like really, really not okay around tin food. Like, you know, like the luncheon meat. Like, luncheon meat is a big no-no for me. Any sort of, like...
What about fruit? Fruit in a tin?
Fruit in a tin? Oh, yeah. Yeah, fruit is kind of on the same way as beans for me. But any sort of meat in a tin is just an absolute no-go for
me.
What
about a pie?
No, I won't do a pie in a tin.
Really? Oh, absolutely not. The pastry's banging.
No, absolutely not. Oh. Anyway, on that note... Let's move on.
Okay?
I'm not. I need a minute.
You need ready.
The Strongbow Summer of Greatness is now in full swing, and what better way to accompany this summer's hunting than Strongbow's brand newest flavoured ciders? We've got Tropical, a taste partnership of mangoes and pineapples. We've got Zest with the citrus vibes of oranges, lemons, and limes. And we've got Strawberry. Well, with strawberries, of course. The question is, do you think strawberry will be stunning, tropical the tastiest, or zest is best? The choice is yours. Over 18s only, please drink Strongbow responsibly. For more information, visit bedrinkaware.co.uk.
So after all that talk about tinned meat, it's now time to actually get back to the premise of the podcast, where we, every week, we delve into the history archives of Hun culture and bring out things and discuss them that we think are so Hun and we think have contributed to this whole phenomenon of Hun culture. So, because it's just the two of us today, we're kind of doing a bit of a mammoth Hunstery box, okay, because basically I went on a smash and grab around my spare room to find as many things to put in my Hunstery box, and I've got a Hunstery box, and
I've got a Hunstery box too.
Yeah, so if you have been watching the podcast, you'll know that we do have these fabulous Hunstery box. I'm going to grab mine here. And they're lovely pink velour, and you thought there was only one of them, but actually there's two. So, Electra, I'm going to ask you to start. What's in your box?
In my box?
I'd never get to touch the box. It's quite
you don't,
nice,
do you? Yeah. It's nice. It's a good feeling box. It's nice to feel the box. It's quite therapeutic.
Exactly.
It's nice, isn't it, Kath? Right, we need to talk about why I keep calling you Kath in a bit.
Yeah.
Right, so in this week's Hunstery box that I've brought many items from my house. But the first item, right, I know we've been talking about school.
Yeah.
And the girls in school used to use a certain brand. I don't have that brand, but I've got a brand similar to the item they used. And I'm trying to get it. Sorry, that's why I'm trying. I can't get it because of my nails. 1 second. Got it. And these girls used to use it on their legs. It's the Sally Hansen knockoff leg spray.
The Sally Hansen leg spray. I've got a story to tell you about this.
Go ahead. Tell me.
So for anybody who knew me back in like the early noughties, you know, like I had a bit of a, everybody was tanning back in the day, weren't
yes.
they? They were tanning, and there was that whole orange look, wasn't there, that people were going mm-hmm. after. There was that whole sort of like permatan, you've been tangoed.
Mm-hmm.
And I obviously didn't realise what fake tan was. You know, there was Saint-Tropez. I remember when Saint-Tropez came out, it was absolutely, like, it went off. Like, everybody was so into it. I think it sold out at one point. But I went into Superdrug and got like this Sally Hansen stuff for the legs, but I actually sprayed it on my face. And I literally, there are pictures knocking around on the internet somewhere.
Show us what you did.
I'm not doing it with this.
Look at that. Put that on your hand, right? Put that on your hand.
I'm not doing it. No. And literally, like, I would, like, spray it. And it would be, like, it would just be matted in my hair. It would be awful. So I've had some huge fake tan disasters.
Oh. What about you, Kath? What's in your Huntry box this week? Pull out an item for me.
I'm actually going to pull out three.
Wait, I only pulled out one.
No, but they're three of the same because...
Oh, okay.
Because I want people to know out there how committed I am to Hun culture. Because I talk, you know, I'm not like a commentator on this. I am in deep with Hun culture.
You are balls deep with Hun culture.
I am balls deep with Hun culture. And we always talk about like Von Dutch caps, right? And... I want people to know this isn't like me taking the piss out of Von Dutch caps or anything like that, because I have got a collection of, I've actually got more than this.
Have you got me one?
No, I've not got you one. No, they're quite pricey. Never underestimate the pricey. I'm going to show you my collection of Von Dutch caps. So I've got them here. So I've got this one. This is quite new.
So this is. I like that one, Car.
This is a bit like that. Oh, it's quite stringy. I've just dropped a cheese string. There we are. So I've got this one. This one is kind of like bombing around town, got bits to do, kind of goes with anything. Mm. There we go. And then I've got this one, which I bought, and I knew when I bought it that it would be it would not be that good for me because it is white. I took it on holiday, and this is actually really new, but it's kind of like...
Oh, it gets dirty, doesn't it? Especially when you've got orange skin.
I've not got orange skin anymore. This is natural. So I've got my Von Dutch in white, but this is my new favourite. This is my latest. This is like my Von Dutch in sort of like that petrol iridescence. Can you see that?
Mm.
This is my favourite one.
Are these real? Or are these knockoff?
These are absolutely real, Kath.
Where are they from, Kath?
They're from ASOS and like Urban Outfitters. So I think those two are from Urban Outfitters. So yeah, that's my collection of Von Dutch caps.
I really like this one, Kath.
Really, Kath? Wish that was mine.
Wish that was mine.
There we are.
I like this.
That's my Von Dutch cap collection. Right, what else have you got on your history
box? I'm so excited for this. So I've brought...
I haven't seen this, by the way.
Have you not seen it? No. Princess Diana memorabilia. So I've got the, like, is it the word commemorative? Commemorative tea. ASMR. And, of course, I've got a coaster. I do have a tote bag at home as well. I do, I am a little bit obsessed with Princess Diana because I feel like she would have been a judge on Drag Race.
Could you imagine?
She would be iconic.
Right. We've got to talk about Princess Diana. We've got to talk about Princess Diana. Why is Princess Diana so associated with being... Why is Princess Diana so associated with Hun culture? This is something which needs to be studied.
Like,
we should have done a whole episode on this.
She doesn't come from Hun culture, obviously, because she's like a lady.
But you know what I think it is? I think Princess Diana is so associated with Hun culture is because, like, the early noughties is like where this is all sort of...
It started.
It's all sort of started from, and all the reference points are. And I think it started from people who were there in the early noughties. And if you remember, like, what your teenage life or your formative years was like in the early noughties, you would have remembered when Princess Diana unfortunately passed away. And it was such a momentous...
It was crazy. Like, I'll never forget it. I was only young.
Where were you? When you heard.
I was at home.
Were you?
Yeah, but I remember, right? Even I cried, right? But I didn't understand what happened. but all the flowers and stuff, it's mad.
I came home from a night out, got home about 1 o'clock, spent about £20, had a full night out down Ritzy's, or Voodoo, whatever it was called in Newport at the time, full cheese and chips on the way home, got back, stuck on the telly, like when I got back in, and then the news had announced that there'd been an accident. I then went to bed then, and then woke up at like 8 o'clock in the morning, my whole like family crying on the sofa over Princess Diana. But it was just such a huge thing.
Yeah.
So I can remember that. And then I also remember that I had, on the day of the funeral, I had an interview for a job, a Saturday job in a shoe shop, Stead and Simpsons, on the day of the funeral.
Oh,
I didn't get the job.
Did you not?
No. I think it was Diana's influence.
Yeah. But like, right, can I just touch on something? I would love if Princess Diana was around now, because she would be an influencer.
She would.
She'd be a TikToker.
Yeah.
She'd be a judge on Drag Race. Besties with Michelle.
Yeah.
She'd be iconic.
But why do the Huns love her so much?
She's got tea.
Yeah.
Would she drink Prosecco?
Yeah. She'd probably get the antacid though.
Yeah.
These days. Yeah. So, that is very Hun. Princess Diana memorabilia is very Hun. I have got one more thing to show you, and it's the Jane Norman bag, everyone. Needs no introduction. Every time we take this to brunch,
they go mad.
People try to steal the Jane Norman bag. And I wrestled with a woman from Sheffield on eBay for this. If anybody wants one, the going rate for a Jane Norman bag on eBay is about £8.
Eight?
Yeah.
Is that it?
£8, yeah.
I thought it'd be like 80.
Yeah.
That's mad, that.
Yeah. Anything else in your box?
Oh, yes, Cav. So I've got two more items, and I feel like they do go together.
Like Ramalama-lama, ka-dinga-di-ding-di-dong.
My other items are some hair rollers, because my Scouse friends always wear hair rollers in their hair. And I feel like that is so fun.
Yeah, I lived, when I worked, what am I going to do with these? I worked at Pontins in Southport, which is on Merseyside, so it's close to Liverpool. When I moved there and used to go into Liverpool, I literally love the Scousers. Like, they go for it. Like, on a night out, like, they basically, like, they look like you, like they go for it, the jewels, the hair. And we used to have this weekender called Billy and Wally, which was the Liverpool, they were like presenters on Liverpool radio station. And they used to do this weekender at Pontins Southport. And honestly, I've never seen so many people in full glam at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And what I also love about Liverpool as well is that it blew my mind going to the shopping centre of an afternoon and people are walking around with hair curlers in and pyjamas before the big night out.
But like, I went, right, side note, I went and took my dog for a walk the other day in my dressing gown. And
Sorry, what?
I took my dog for a walk in my dressing gown the other day.
Right.
And my fiance was not too pleased about it. We found it funny, but like, people in the park were looking at me. But like, it's still an item of clothing.
Yeah, I know. But is it acceptable to go out in public in your dressing gown or pyjamas?
Yes. Vote here. Put a little poll. But KTR producers whacked something in my box.
Go on.
And she's put, and I think it's a really good item. It's one of those birthday glasses. Do you remember when like you were 21 all those years ago and you used to like get a birthday glass that'd say like, happy birthday, Gareth, 21.
My friend Amy, if she's listening to this, and hopefully you are, Amy. Amy's one of those people, she will buy you a questionable glass for your birthday. But I don't think there's any irony in it. I think that she's like, oh my God, I've got you a glass for your birthday.
And they smell the same.
Sorry?
They smell. There's a smell.
About right. Glasses?
About these particular... It smells like inside cardboard and dust.
They've probably been on the shelf since 1997, though.
That's true, Kath. Like me, Kath.
Can I have a look at this? I think questionable glassware is definitely so Hun. Like, if you look in your cupboards at home... Like at the back of your cupboards, because everybody's got good glasses that they use, and then they've got shit glasses that they never use, but they can't bear to throw away. Questionable glassware is definitely Hun.
And those cups as well, with like pictures on it, like that you get at a fun fair or like a fairground with you. No, just me.
What,
okay.
What, like with you and your friends on?
Yeah, my mum's still got like loads of me and my ex-boyfriend. So
when you take Charlie home,
they come out just show him, just to remind him that I can be taken.
I can be taken with two sugars. So every week on the pod, when we get carried away with our guests, sometimes we forget to talk about what our listeners and viewers have sent us in, which they think is so Hun. So because it's just us today, we did a bit of a call out and I asked everybody this week, what is their Huniest celeb interaction? And we've had some corkers. Right. Okay. So... Marvelman85 messaged in and said, I met the cheeky girls at Worthing Pride last weekend and took my shoesies off.
That's weird, because I was performing at Worthing Pride last weekend and outside my hotel window were the cheeky girls. And I'm not going to lie, they were insane. They were amazing.
Really?
They were really
What were they doing?
Good.
Were they just doing their bit?
They were doing like covers. And then they also did, like, the Cheeky Girls.
All the hits.
We are, yeah, all the hits.
Name me five Cheeky Girls songs.
Okay, then.
Go on.
Well, there's Living La Vida Loca.
That's Ricky Martin.
Prove it.
Anyway, moving on. Amy Held said she bumped into Vicky B in Selfridges in Manchester and she was in her combats and baseball cap era.
What year was that?
That's kind of, yeah. That's like early noughties. So
you wouldn't have had a camera film then, would you?
No.
So we don't know if she's lying.
I don't think I'm dressed. I'm in combat.
You are.
I've got my Von Dutches.
Put your Von Dutch on. You're very Vicky B. Can we just touch on Vicky B a sec?
Go on.
The WAG era that's going on now.
Yeah.
Right. They're different generation, aren't they?
They're too aware.
They're too aware. No, there's one that I really like though, but I can't remember her name.
I want messy wags. Like I want wags who are like, you know, when do you remember when they were in Baden-Baden, like the training back in the day, and like the England manager was like, the wags need to go, they're a distraction. I want like Colleen's, I want your Cheryl's,
yeah.
I want the Vicky B's, I want the extensions, I want the lashes, I want the big oversized handbag with people walking down the street, yeah, with claw hand with the big
I love the claw hand.
Do you know what I mean? Let me get Jane Norman, hang on.
Show us the claw hand.
You know,
Vicky B would have had a Jane Norman back in the day.
She wouldn't have. Just pretend this is like a big, oversized, non-plastic bag. Do we all know what we mean with the claw hand, where it's like, where you're walking down the street and you're like a velociraptor? Do you know what I mean?
Velociraptor?
Yeah, you know, like when, well, velociraptors walk like that, but you're looking the upside down.
I walk like that.
Why? That was very Hun.
It was the claw hand. The claw hand.
The claw hand. What other celeb Hun interactions have we had? Somebody said that they bumped into Sue Pollard and they compared specs. You don't know who Sue Pollard is?
Yes, I do.
Go on then.
Short haired person.
Yeah.
With the glasses.
Yeah.
And she's... We've got a voice like that.
Yeah, and she was on Heidi High, which was based around Pontins and Butlins.
I wasn't born then.
Thank you. What we also asked this week is we asked you lot out there to describe Hun culture in one sentence. One sentence. Mm-hmm. And we've had some good ones. There's a really, really good one, which is so obscure and specific. I'm going to say it first off. They said that Hun culture, this is Fergusaurus Rex, Hun culture is like Corrie Bobbs is your mum, but Girls Aloud are your dad, and you don't know your own date of birth. That just makes so much sense. It makes no sense, but so much sense. I'm going to say it again. Hun culture is like Corrie Bobbs is your mum, but Girls Aloud are your dad, and you don't know your own date of birth. I know you know what that means, but you don't know what it means.
I get it.
Yeah. Somebody said it's Jane Mackie D with a large glass of Savvy B.
Right. Jane Mackie D, have you seen the new advert for Gogglebox?
Go on.
She's on the sofa with a very nice wine glass, by the way, not one of those little
Jane McDonald would not have questionable glass.
And
there.
She sat there with, it's exactly that.
Yeah.
She looks great.
Jane Mackie D with the 7B.
Get Jane McDonald on RTBs 24/7.
Somebody's put Blackpool Prom on a Friday night.
Yeah.
That is Hun.
That is Hun.
Yeah.
That is like Sticker Rock. like getting
your dad's, stick a rock that's only exclusive to Blackpool.
Yeah, your dad's having a pint, your mum's on Savvy B, and you're on sticky carpet on floor.
And finally, I think this captures it as well. Banwell B message: jeans and a nice top, drinking Prosecco with your girlies.
Yeah. I like Prosecco with the girlies.
So get in touch if you want to submit anything that is so hun from the link in our Instagram bio. And yeah, we'll discuss it on the pod. So it's time to vote what we think has been the honeyest topic. Mm-hmm. We've covered a lot today. Mm-hmm. We've gone off on a few tangents. Mm-hmm. A few spammy tangents.
I know. Do you remember when we were talking about Greece too? I got so confused.
It's been chaotic. Right, but we've got to vote for what we think is so hun this week. So we've had Spanish bacon, tinned meat, Sally Hansen leg spray, Princess Di, Jane Norman, questionable glassware, the cheeky girls, and wags. We need to crown something so hun this week. Please, I'm going to, like, let's not make this meat-based. Can we make the choices plant-based?
Yeah, we're not doing meat. I feel sorry for you on that, but I do fancy some corned beef hash now. But I'm going to go for Princess Di.
Yeah.
Our Lady Di.
I am not going to contest that this week. Our Di, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come. So, do you know the whole thing?
Of course I do. Our Father. No, we're not.
We're not doing that.
No, we're not doing it. Yes, Princess Di, congratulations, wherever you are. You have been crowned so hun this week. You're an icon. You're a legend. You're always the moment. And we want you to take a bow. So let's have a round of applause for our Princess Di.
I'll never drink that tea, by the way. It'll always stay in that tin.
How long has it been in the tin?
Since 1997.
Thank you. So, yes, that was our chaotic episode of just me and thee on the sofa. Did you enjoy it?
I loved it. Let's do this again.
Let's do this never again. Join us next week where we've got a fabulous guest for you. And yes, it is the penultimate show of the season next week. So that means last but one, by the way.
I know what penultimate means. Kath.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, we've got to address why you call me Kath.
No, why do you call me Kath? You started it, Kath.
It's because of Nighty Night.
We're just Kath all the time. I don't even know your name, to be honest.
It's Kath. But before we go, Electra, have you got a inspirational quote to leave us with this week?
I have.
Go on.
I'm just looking at it now. 1 second, Kath. Nothing is impossible. The word itself says, I'm possible. Do you know who said that?
No.
Audrey Hepburn.
That is lovely. Join us next time on That's So Hun. Until next time, bye.
Bye-bye.
So that brings us to the end of another episode of That's So Hun as part of the Strongbow Summer of Greatness. Make sure you're following at Strongbow UK on all your socials for exclusive Summer of Greatness content and to find out how you can get tickets to the Take A Bow brunches. Oh yeah, and make sure you join us at Fabuloso in the Park at Brighton & Hove's Pride in August. We'll see you there, huns. Over 18s only, please enjoy Strongbow responsibly. For more information, visit bedrinkaware.co.uk.